In this week's Sedra, we have the upside-down, backwards nuns that set off the psukim Vayehi ben So Ha'aron and Avenucha Yomar. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that it comes to separate between the three sins that happened in a row, one that they left Har Sinai like children running away from school, the second that they were complaining about various things, amongst them the fact that they were traveling at a very fast pace without rest towards Eretz Yisrael, and the third was the misavim, the fact that they had a desire to eat meat. And the Gemara also says that these two sentences constitute an entire book. There are seven books to the Torah. And Rav Shalom Shmuel Feher says, symbolically, it means that had it not been for these three sins, the book of Jewish history would have ended differently than the book that we know of. One book closed and a different book of history opened. Because of these sins and what they led to, eventually, the sin of the spies. Now, the beginning of these sins is Vayisu Mehar Hashem, that they ran away from Har Sinai, Ketinek HaBoreach MiBeis HaSefer, like a child running away from school. The idea being, I think, not that they ran away from the books. They weren't repelled by the Torah, Chas V'Sholom. And not like an adult who runs away from something that bothers him. But ketinik, a tinik is a child who is dependent on others, and he wants to show his independence. He doesn't like when he's cramped and hemmed in and given a framework that he has to stay into. And therefore, a tinok doesn't like to be in a beis hasefer. He doesn't like to be hemmed in the walls of a school with all of the authority around him telling him what to do and cramping his style. He'd like to be out in the outdoors, free to do what he chooses to do. And therefore, the Jewish people didn't run away from the Torah. In fact, the Torah accompanied them from Har Sinai. But in Har Sinai, they were very much limited, bounded, each person in his exact place, where they could go, where they couldn't go. And they ran away from that limiting framework where they felt that they couldn't express their freedom of movement and their freedom of choice. That was the opposite of how they came to Har Sinai. They came to Har Sinai with Nasa v'Nishma, completely willing to negate themselves to God's will, and they were faithful to God in such a way. The Nun represents being kafuf, being bent over and submissive in service of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Ne'eman and trustworthy and faithful to that. And the ultimate framework that they occupied around the Mishkan was as if they were Lifnei Hashem. It says that when the Mishkan was consecrated, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all the Jewish people into the courtyard of the Mishkan. The courtyard of the Mishkan was 50 by 50 amos. 50 by 50 is nun by nun. So the nuns, the double nuns, represent that area of the Mishkan, which the entire Jewish people could be crowded into. They felt they were crowded into a mizgeret, even though they dwelt around the Mishkan. But it's as if they were constantly with Lifnei Hashem and in a forced framework. And the Nas of the Nishma made them completely negate themselves and subjugate themselves to God. And up until now, they were Ne'emonim Kfufim. They were faithful and totally negated and submissive to God. And then when they ran away from Har Sinai, from the Beis HaSefer, and that is hinted to in the fact that it says, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. Usually Har Sinai is called Har HaElokim, the God who is the judge, who gave the laws at Har Sinai. But just the giving of the laws didn't put them off, because they still could exercise their free choice and feel that they were the ones choosing to do what was right. But Har Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents the God of Hashgacha, the God who brought everything into existence, the God who creates the framework within which everyone has to function and can't choose their own framework. And in that respect, they felt completely hemmed in and forced. And that's what bothered them about Har Sinai. And as a child who wants to exhibit his freedom and his non-dependence, they ran away from Har Hashem. And that's how they turned those nuns, the nun by nun of the courtyard of the Mishkan, which represented the framework which they all were in, the Na'aseh V'Nishma, that represented their total negation and submission to Hashem, and their ne'emanos, their faithfulness, their bent faithfulness of being totally submissive to God. All of that was turned upside down and backwards, and therefore the hefsek between these sins and this sin, this attitude of not wanting to accept God's authority, not wanting to be within the framework that God makes for you, to want to be free and make your own framework. That attitude led to the other sins, as we'll explain. And therefore, there had to be a separation between the running away from Har Sinai and the other two sins, to show that they are a result of this attitude. And what is the hefsek? Vayehi ben soah ha'aron. When the Aaron traveled, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that was his will, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, I comply with that. Kumo Hashem, I want that. I want to conform to the framework that God is creating and foisting on me. Uvayucham, when God wants to rest and they should camp, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shuva Hashem, this is what I want. Moshe Rabbeinu exhibited total conformity, total acceptance of the framework that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, whether it was to travel or to rest. And once a person feels that he doesn't want to feel that he is limited and has to accept the framework that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, then he begins to complain. One manifestation of this feeling is complaining, kemisoninim. And even if it's not real complaints, but it's testing God to see if my complaints can make a mark, and therefore I can throw off the yoke and the framework which God made by complaining about it. And what were they complaining about? They were complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them travel 3 days straight in one day, 3 days distance in one day to Eretz Yisrael. And he was foisting upon them their framework of travel. And they also were complaining that the framework was was not good for them. Is negative. And therefore, the Sfarim say, they felt like Onanim. They felt like they were mourning for the dead, because they didn't feel that they were free and they could really function. But basically, they were hemmed in and almost like mourners, mourning for the dead themselves. And also they were looking for excuses, to find excuses why what God was doing for them was not in their best interest. And all of this was merely in thought. That's why it says, Ba'oznei Hashem, that God heard it, didn't see it, they didn't do any actions. They didn't actually even say it, they just thought it. And the idea being that when a person realizes that he doesn't even create the framework of his life, but he has to function within the framework that God gave him, and he doesn't have any real freedom, so he feels that the only place that there's freedom is within his head, as if God doesn't know and God doesn't care of what goes on within his head. And that in itself is oven, is a sinful idea that God doesn't know and God doesn't care, which is almost like Avodah Zarah, and therefore they were punished even for their thoughts, because a person is punished for thoughts of Minus and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Balei HaTosfos say they were afraid of the wars they would have to fight. And others say, the Chiddush Ha'arim says they were afraid that of all the tzoris and tircha and bother of traveling to Eretz Yisrael, but didn't realize it really was for their good, because Eretz Yisrael is acquired with Yisurim. The Meshech Chachma says they were complaining about the fact that the Bechoros lost the Avodah and the Levium were appointed in their place, but they forgot to realize that they were the ones who caused that with their sins. And that is what the Medrash says. My Yisol Neid Adam Chai, what can a person complain and mourn if he's alive? God gave you a framework of life to function within. You don't create the framework, you don't create your life. But your free choice is in deciding to do mitzvahs or to do averus. So my Yisol Neid Adam Chai, don't complain about the life that you have and the framework that God gave you. All the malchatov, you want to complain about the free choices you have in deciding to do Ratzon Hashem or not to do Ratzon Hashem. Because everything is in God's hands except for Yiras Shamayim. And therefore they mourn for themselves as if they weren't able to accomplish anything. And everything is being forced upon them. They don't have any free action. And this feeling can affect the two extremes in society. It says, B'ktzei ha'am, some learn it meant the ketzinim, the leaders, the big people, and some people say the ketzei ha'am is the muktzim, the lower echelons of society. Person who feels that he is hemmed in and God is foisting on him his lot can be a person who's great and feel balgaiva, I don't want to be foisted, I want to control myself, and that way complain. Or he can be a person who, because of that, feels he has no hope, and he's a nebuch, and complain because of that, and blame his failures and lack of ability to be successful on others and on God, not on himself. And therefore, the result of this complaining was a fire came down from Hashem. That fire of God, which is supposed to arouse you and heat you and enlighten you and guide you, turned out to a fire that ate them up alive and damaged them. And that is the fire that represents total submission to God. But that total submission is a fire, is a power, is an energy. But if you complain about it and you don't appreciate it, then it becomes a fire of destruction. And therefore, they had to come to Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for them, because Moshe Rabbeinu also represented authority. He represented the one who dictated to them what God's framework was. And they had to come to him, and he had to daven for them. And the Nefesh HaChaim says he didn't daven for their tzoras, but he tiach dvorim klapei mala, he directed it towards God's tzar. What happens to a person is for his good. But sometimes because of our shortcomings and averas, the good has to happen in a bitter way. So really, we're not the ones who are suffering, because God is making what is good for us, even if it appears to us bad. But God suffers because the good had to happen in such a bitter way. And therefore the fire didn't ascend heavenward when Moshe Rabbeinu davened, but it sunk into the ground to show that the fire is really good. It shouldn't go away, but it should be something that is productive and not something that's destructive. And from that, the other expression of this feeling of not wanting to be within the framework that God made, but to determine your own framework and be free, comes l'savos tava, to have a desire. They wanted to feel themselves, and they wanted to eat and feel the taiva and add to themselves, not something foisted on them by God like the man, but something that they could eat and they could feel like they desired it, and it added to their essence. And that's why when a person eats and is fat and satisfied, the danger of him rebelling against God, Vaishman Yeshurun Vayivat, and that's why we have to make Birchas HaMazon after we eat, that we shouldn't fall into the trap of getting carried away with ourselves and our egos, but realize that whatever we are, we have to submit and direct in the framework that God gives us, and that's what benching is. All of the ideas of how to totally submit ourselves to God's plan in this world, Torah and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael and Malchus Beis David and the Beis Hamikdash. And that's what it says. We remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim for free from the mitzvahs, because fish, there's no mitzvahs. You can eat the whole thing. You don't have to shecht it. You can eat the blood. There's no chalev. Fish is something where a person can feel he eats it and he doesn't have to submit it anything to God, because there's no limitations. Now these three averas, running away from Har Hashem, where you don't want to be within God's framework, you want to create your own framework, is similar to kina, to jealousy, where a person's not happy with the framework that he has, and he wants somebody else's framework. He wants to take from somebody else and be somebody else. And then there is covet. That is the misonanim. They were complaining and felt like they were incapable of doing anything, and mourning for themselves, and a lack of self-respect and a lack of covet, because they thought that their God was foisting on them something that wasn't for their best interest. And then from that came taiva, hisavu tava. Those are the three foundations of sin: kina, covet, and taiva. And from that came a total rebellion against God, which was the cheta maraglim, and it was a result of these three things: the vayisu me'ashem, which manifested itself in misonanim and misavim, and finally, when you don't appreciate the framework that God gave you, and you want to break out of it by complaining and by wanting to exercise your taivas, then eventually you end up rebelling against God completely and rejecting the framework that He wants to give us by bringing us into Eretz Yisrael. And we have to learn from this how to accept authority, both the God's authority and the authority of people who represent the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and to function within that framework and appreciate that it's really for our good, not to run away from the Beis HaSefer, right? And not to be chronic complainers either, because we feel like Nebuchs, and we feel that the people who are authority figures, including the Rabbanu Shel Olam, are oppressing us, or they're taking away our ability to function because we feel that we are big shots and can do whatever we want, and then to not have that desire to have desire, so we can build up our egos or whatever, but totally submit ourselves to Ratzon Hashem and function within the framework that He gave us, without complaining, with being Makir Tova, without looking for Taiva, but looking not to be fulfilled, but to be able to fulfill our responsibility, and in that way, the Mirtz Hashem will be able to return to Har Sinai, the continuation of Har Sinai, with the building of the third Beis HaMikdash soon in our days.